the 2018 surprise. We're here at the 2018 CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council Conference. I keep saying new business. I'm like, no, it's Business Development Council Conference.
It's essentially all about new
business.
It
is, essentially.
Some old business.
But I want to be accurate with the title. We want to be good to our hosts here because they're doing a good job and they're knocking themselves out, putting out some really great content. And you're going to be, and you're part of that content.
Yes, I am.
Melina Palmer from Defying Gravity.
Indeed.
You just flew in today, right?
I did. I got here this morning, and I'm excited to speak tomorrow on essentially making brands, marketing, messaging, all that more brain-friendly and speaking to the subconscious brain, how your brain actually receives information instead of how we think it should.
You've really become kind of like, I don't want to say a guru, but you've become quite the expert in this area. So it's kind of refreshing to see that and like, okay, how does the mind really work with advertising and marketing messages and things like that? So it's really kind of good to get a kind of an inside scoop on this stuff.
Absolutely, yes. And feel free to call me a guru. I
don't
need it.
All right.
It's been really fascinating, and I'm actually starting a project with the Filene Research Institute try to do, you know, take a hypothesis, see if it actually works, have some credit unions do some actual testing of some of the ideas. But it's just really fascinating, and the more you dig into the way that our brains work, it makes complete sense, and then you start to understand it and realizing that so much of what our brains are doing and processing is happening without our awareness. But if you know how to talk to that part of the brain instead of building something from that conscious space, it can just be so much more effective. And really, really small changes can make a huge difference.
So what are you telling? I don't want to steal your thunder of your entire. Can you give us a couple of nuggets that you're going to tell creatines up in your presentation?
Yeah. So tomorrow, I'm definitely talking about that subconscious versus conscious brain, and that actually over there are different studies, but about 99% of what your brain is doing, that processing time, is subconscious processing, which is crazy when you think about it. And then I talk about some of the concepts, one of them being loss aversion. You know, our brains are a lot less inclined to be happy about losing things than they are about gaining things. It takes twice as much of a gain to outweigh the pain felt by a loss.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you lose $20, it hurts as much as the joy of finding 40, theoretically.
Okay.
But we live in this gain-focused society where you have buy 10, get one free, and if you swipe your card a bunch of times, eventually, you know, you can earn points.
Some rewards.
Right. And it's all in this future hypothetical situation instead of focusing on the pain of a loss, where you can say, instead of swipe your card 20 times this month, we'll give you $50. You could say, hey, we've put $50 in your account. If you swipe your card 20 times, you get to keep it. And you can see it in your current balance. It's not unavailable. You want to move it over. But seeing it, you have this perceived ownership over that money. And it makes such a difference versus some fictitious $50 that might show up someday.
So is it balancing the pain of paying for something and yet you're getting something back?
It can be.
Yeah, kind of reaching.
But, you know, essentially in that case, it's just that you don't want to lose something that you see that's there already.
Right.
An example I talk about is the overnight test drive. If you've ever had an overnight.
Oh, yes, we have.
Drive,
yeah.
Right? And did you buy the car?
Yes. My wife did. I love it.
I know.
Okay, we're getting it.
Terrible, our old car.
Yeah, exactly. What a piece of junk.
Right. Exactly. And that's where, you know, you'd say, man, that's so nice. They're letting me take this 20, 30, 40,000. I could crash this car.
Yeah.
They don't even know. They're trusting me with that. But really, the likelihood of somebody purchasing a car when they've taken it home where you can put the car seats in, you take everybody out to dinner, see if it fits in the garage.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing.
Right?
That's what we did.
Right. And so then you have that perceived ownership over it and your brain just will latch on to whatever that is. So.
And they know that. The car dealers know
they
that.
Yes, they do. Yes. For sure.
So what's the credit union connection here? How do we connect the dots with the credit unions with this?
So what I'm doing, you know, the field of behavioral economics is very academic so far. It's really new. And so it's looking at just finding the trends of how our brains work. And what I'm trying to do is to work with credit unions very specifically as a group that I talk to be able to look at a program and say, here, let's look at all your marketing. What is it that you're doing? And then what are the tweaks to make it more effective? And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. anything, mm-hmm. but understanding how you can take that, you know, $50 gift and make it something that's a loss instead of a gain, mm-hmm. or other ways that you can present information, because, you know, the big guys, whether it's banks or Apple Computer, they are knowing a lot of these things. They're paying a lot of money for people to come in and train them on this and to build that into their programs, and I just don't want credit unions to be left behind.
Right, exactly. Good point. All right, I want to switch gears here a little bit from your presentation too. Let's turn the tables a little bit. What do you want to gain from this conference? Because you're a former marketer from Verity.
Yes.
And so you used to come to these things as kind of a, not as a, you presented a whole bunch, but as also as a fan, as somebody who, or somebody who wants to learn more. So kind of putting your credit union hat back on, what do you want to come back here and learn?
I just love to see what people are talking about. Mm-hmm. What are the new trends? What is on everyone's mind, the focus of the different presenters and what is interesting to the attendees, I always find to be fascinating. Mm-hmm. And just to stay on top of what everybody's doing. And really, you know, this is a type of a conference where you get just really best of the best people that come to this event specifically. I'm so excited. I actually never got to come to this when I was at Verity, not because Verity didn't let me, but I just didn't come to.
I didn't mean that.
But it was just timing or whatever. I had never been able to attend this conference in the past. Mm-hmm. And so I'm super excited to be here this year as a presenter. Great. It's just a real honor for me. So
yeah, because there's I'm looking at my pocket agenda over there, and the topics are just, it runs the gamut, and there's really cool stuff. So I think for a marketer, anybody, you know, this is a place where you can really gain some good content.
Absolutely. Yes, it's very exciting.
Very cool. Well, on that message, I'll let you go and prepare for your talk.
All right.
Melina, thank you so
Thanks
much.
So much.
Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah,
keep up the good work.
Sure.